MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis asked Massachusetts gaming industry regulators on Thursday to continue as scheduled with an exhaustive evaluation of his company's casino license application, but to stop short of making a formal license award until the fate of the casino repeal referendum is settled.
I think the award of the license was intended to be truly the kickoff to the project. And what we find ourselves in terms of the repeal effort, is an award of a license that does not allow for the commencement of construction.
Mathis said once a casino license is formally awarded by the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, it triggers a required $85 million payment to the state and obligates MGM to pay closing costs and certain other expenses for the $800 million casino project it proposes in downtown Springfield.
So you get close to a $200 million check that is triggered by an award of a license that is truly not an award of a license potentially.
In a letter to the commission, Mathis suggested MGM be designated the presumed casino license holder in Western Massachusetts until the state Supreme Judicial Court rules on whether the repeal referendum can appear on the November ballot. The court is scheduled to hear arguments May 5th. If it allows the statewide vote, the fate of the Springfield Casino Project would hang in the balance for 6 months. The five-member commission took no action on MGM's request. Commissioner Enrique Zuniga said it would be devastating for Springfield if buildings were demolished to make way for a casino and no casino is built.
Forget about one tornado or one gas explosion. It would probably look like five tornadoes.
MGM is proposing to build the casino in a three-block area of the city's downtown that was damaged by the tornado in 2011. John Ribeiro, who is chairman of the anti-casino organization Repeal the Casino Deal, said MGM's request to delay the awarding of the license is recognition of weakening public support for casino gambling in Massachusetts.
People around the Commonwealth are coming to realize that it's a bad deal for all of Massachusetts, and many people that are most impacted won't have a say. And I think, you know, MGM and probably other casino developers can see the writing on the wall, that if the people do have a chance to vote, then we're going to defeat it.
Ribeiro said he's confident the state's highest court will allow the referendum his group is sponsoring to appear on the ballot.
I certainly am. There's no reason for us to be kept off the ballot.
Casino opponents collected enough signatures last fall to advance the initiative petition, but Attorney General Martha Coakley's office said the proposed referendum violated the state's constitution because it would be an uncompensated taking of private property. Supporters and opponents of the anti-casino referendum filed legal documents with the court this week. Among those submitting arguments opposing the referendum were Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, other city residents, and organizations. The Springfield Chamber of Commerce President Jeff Schifrida said local businesses have started to gear up already to supply MGM with $50 million annually in goods and services.
And that's why we took the step to file the amicus brief, to let the courts know that we really think that this would, outside of the legal issues which MGM has certainly raised, we really think that this has a big multiplier negative effect on the economy of Springfield and the greater Springfield area.
The Public Health Advocacy Institute at Northeastern University is among the groups and individuals that filed legal papers supporting the anti-casino referendum. It argued that allowing casinos in Massachusetts would have grave implications to public health. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.